Welcome to the SAFM Market Update with MoneyWeb. It's 27 minutes after 6. Yesterday morning, MoneyWeb published a story that's stating that according to remarks made by one of Steinhoff's current directors, Dr. Christo Wiese, at the time being Steinhoff's chairman and largest shareholder, asked the company to cover a margin call on his behalf. And that was in the wake of the resignation of CEO Markus Juster and the corresponding collapse in the Steinhoff share price. Dr. Wiese does stand by his original response, saying that he made no request for Steinhoff to cover a margin call in December last year. I spoke to Warren Thompson, who is a journalist who published that article here at MoneyWeb.
A margin call is typically when people borrow money from financial institutions to buy shares. They have to put down a deposit, if you want to call it that, collateral, and that can take the form of other shares that they own, or it can take the form of cash. And so typically, if you put shares down as collateral, the value of those shares changes minute to minute as the shares are traded on the JSE or wherever. So Christo Wiese had put down a large amount of shares in order to borrow money from some banks to buy more Steinhoff shares. And what transpired, obviously, in December when Markus Juster resigned is that the value of the Steinhoff shares declined sharply. And that meant the collateral that he had provided to the banks for this massive loan declined as well. So typically a margin call is the financial institution telling you that your collateral, the value of your deposit, has declined below a pre-agreed threshold and that you either need to supply them with more cash or more shares in order to top it up and ensure that the lending arrangement stays intact. So essentially, as I mentioned, Markus Juster resigned and Steinhoff announced that they were going to be investigating accounting irregularities. And that had a massive effect on the share price. Presumably, when that happened, the banks got in touch with Christo Wiese, who was the chairman of the company at the time, and said, you need to top up here. And according to the comments made by one of the directors, Christo then asked the company to pay that margin call for him, which would flout many corporate governance procedures and policies in many companies. As you can imagine, if you're borrowing in your personal capacity, you don't really have a right to ask a company that you work for or that you partly own to pay it for you.
Right. Was that margin call paid or was it stopped? And if so, what transpired in order for it to be stopped?
First of all, the margin call was not paid. That was from Steinhoff itself. They mentioned that the company did not enter into any lending arrangements with Dr. Wiese or his entities during December. But what transpired, according to the comments made by Dr. Van Sail at the lunch, is that he and Dr. Boysen, who is also a director of the company, got wind of this, and they confronted Christo Wiese and threatened to resign from the board unless the transaction was cancelled or reversed. But as far as we can tell, according to all parties, the margin call was not actually paid.
What do you understand, or what can we understand from some of the stuff you've written when it comes to Wiese's lending arrangements, when it comes to Steinhoff in particular, and the fact that, he was a forced seller of many of the shares that he owned the day before he resigned.
So that was what was very interesting, is that Markus Juster resigned on the 6th. On the 11th, Bloomberg reported that Dr. Wiese was trying to get a standstill agreement in place with the lenders to kind of just suspend the margin calls and the loan repayments. While he worked through, obviously, what was happening at Steinhoff. And then he obviously didn't meet a margin call because then on the 14th of December, a consortium of one or a few of the banks sold nearly 100 million shares that he owned in Steinhoff. And then the following day, he then stepped down as chairman. So quite an interesting situation. There was obviously a lot going on at the time, but it was quite notable that he was a forced seller of those Steinhoff shares.
So you published the article, and subsequent to that, the share price fell 15%. Perhaps other people saw it and it alarmed them more than all the other things that have scared a lot of investors when it comes to Steinhoff. Did you get a response from perhaps Dr. Fonsale or Mr. Boyson in terms of the article that you wrote, where they're saying or disputing anything that's written, and perhaps even Christovisa reaching out?
Christovisa did reach out. He wanted to provide his side of the story, which was understandable. He had been furnished with questions that he had replied to very in one word answers. He said he was rushed at the time. A lot of what he wanted to deal with, though, was around the lending, the commercial agreements that had been entered into between himself and the company in October and November, mm-hmm. which came out in the Steinhoff statement. When we put the questions to Steinhoff originally, they provided us with a statement that alluded to these arrangements. So he wanted to explain that, but the whole way through he denied asking Steinhoff to make his margin call in December. And he also said that the margin call was not paid.
Mm. These transactions that he spoke of, were they major transactions enough for one to or should be publishing on SENS, or they're just those transactions that happen on a daily basis and you don't really need to disclose?
No, these were large transactions. Essentially, what he was doing is that he needed money. He wanted to pay down debt, and he approached the company at the time that he was at the time of these transactions. Steinhoff had indicated that they wanted to Steinhoff and Christovisa were going to take ShopRite and put that into Steinhoff Africa Retail, mm. which was listed separately on the JSE, and in return Christovisa would receive Steinhoff Africa Retail shares. So because he wanted the money, he asked Steinhoff's management board, led by Marcus Juster, whether he could forward sell the shares that he was going to receive in Steinhoff Africa Retail. Mm. And that amounted to some 325 million euros, which is not small change. That's 5 billion rand.
Yeah.
And according to Dr. Visa, he thought that the whole transaction and the engagement with the management board led by Marcus Juster followed the company protocol and that all disclosures had been met. But, of course, it seems evident that Steinhoff has disagreed with that, because they said that it did not follow normal corporate governance and transparency standards. And it seems that the board of directors outside of Dr. Visa did not know about this arrangement.
Mm.
And given the obvious conflicts of interest there, you have to wonder why they were not made aware of it. And whose fault that was? Was that the management board's fault?
Mm.
Was there an obligation on Dr. Visa to make them aware of it? He doesn't think so. But ultimately, it creates a very bad impression, because it almost came across as if this arrangement was trying to be kept secret or concealed. And that's something he did not think was the case at all. He thought due protocol was being followed.
All right. At this stage, what do we know in terms of the progress they're making in order to, I suppose, fix what went wrong? Because the last time I think we got wind of any news out of Steinhoff was the proposal to pay the supervisory board extra fees for work that they were currently doing in order to stabilize Steinhoff, so to speak.
Okay, so there's three key things that are happening there. Number one, we've got the annual general meeting taking place next week, Friday, in Amsterdam. That is going to be, I think, a very key meeting, because we are aware that many shareholders and representatives of shareholders have put some very direct questions to Steinhoff around what is happening.
Mm-hmm.
And while I think the company is going to be fairly tight-lipped, we expect that we are going to get news around what has been learnt around the accounting irregularities that have been looked at by PwC. Then, of course, you've got the whole investigation going by PwC, which they say is going to take until the end of the year to finalise. It might be even longer.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, you have the issue of trying to keep the businesses intact and going. So investors will want to be knowing, first of all, if Steinhoff Africa Retail will be repaying the shareholder loan to the parent company in Germany.
Mm-hmm.
Also, what lending arrangements they have made in order to keep the businesses supplied with capital so that they can continue to function. And then, of course, you have the sell down in some of the stakes that have also provided money to the company. So investors want to know about the ongoing investigation. They want to know how the underlying businesses are performing and what, if any, changes to the structure of the organization is going to take place as well.
That's Warren Thompson, is a journalist at MoneyWeb.